something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Four Kinds of Blessings.
Hallelujah.
We begin from Genesis chapter number 15. Let's look at it from the book of the Beginnings. Genesis chapter number 15. Every fundamental teaching of the kingdom of God takes its root from the book of Genesis. Never forget that. Every major teaching of the kingdom of God that must revolutionize your life and that's needed to take you from here to Jesus appears in glory takes its root from the book of Genesis. If it doesn't take its root from the book of Genesis, it doesn't exist. Hallelujah. You still there? Genesis chapter number 15. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The anointing is here strong. And I'm reading to you from verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abraham said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thy own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad, and said, Look now toward the heaven, and tell the stars thou wilt number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. That's what I want you to see. Here, the Bible says, Abraham believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. He believed. You see, when you study it on the surface level, you do not understand what the word is saying. But for you to know that this very verse is so powerful in the mind of God and so powerful in the whole kingdom of God, he mentions it, he emphasizes that very verse to us several times in the New Testament. When you study in Romans the 4th chapter and the 3rd verse, he tells us the same thing. In Galatians the 3rd chapter, the 6th verse, reading down the 7th verse, tells us the same thing. Book of James, 2nd chapter, 23rd verse, says the same thing. Turn to the book of Romans. Let's take a look at this. Let's look at it in the context in which he gives it to us. Chapter 4, Romans. I won't read from verse 1. Praise God forevermore. I read from verse 1. What shall we say then that Abraham our father is pertaining to the flesh had found? For Abraham was justified by works he had whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the scripture? Then he gives it to us. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Galatians chapter 3. I'm reading from verse 5. Ready? Galatians chapter number 3 from verse 5. He therefore that ministered to you in the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Oh, look at verse 7. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Hallelujah. Book of James. Chapter number 2. I'm reading to you from verse 21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. Hallelujah. Now you're getting the picture. He was called the friend of God. This is talking about covenant friendship. He says Abraham believed God. What does it mean by Abraham believed God? He's not talking about when you accept that what someone said is true. It's more than that. Now the strength of that verse is simply this. When you study from the Hebrew rendering and the Greek rendering as given to us from the Old Testament and the New Testament, he says Abraham made an unqualified committal to Jehovah. In other words, Abraham cast himself on Jehovah. He cast himself on God. When it says Abraham believed God, Abraham delivered himself over to God. Now, I like to put it this way. Think about you on the balcony of a 25-story building. Maybe a 50-story building. And then someone tells you, I want you to jump out of here and go down. I will get down there and catch you. If you're going to do that, you're going to have to believe certain things. Number one, that he has the speed to be there waiting for you. Number two, that he has the ability to catch you. Number three, and which is more important than the first two, is that whatever he's telling you is worth trusting. That his word is worth trusting. Now you know, if he fails, you are dead. You already know that, and you made up your mind. That means you've signed your own death warrant. You have to do that first. That's exactly what it says Abraham did. That Abraham considered himself dead and cast himself on Jehovah. Wherever he leads me will just be fine. Whatever he wants will just be fine. He had come to that point. The Bible says Abraham believed God. He committed himself to Jehovah, cast himself on him. He abandoned himself to Jehovah, considering himself to be dead. That's what the Bible says. He counted it to him for righteousness. God counted that for him as righteousness because he trusted in Jehovah. Now, it's so beautiful the way James puts it here in the 23rd verse of the second chapter of his book. He says, and the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He was called the friend of God. When you experience the great blessings of God, you are still saying, I want this, and then you're using your faith to take this and take that and take that. I command this to come. I receive this. I receive that. But when, if you want to enjoy God's greater blessings, you have to move to the next level. Now that next level is friendship. Covenant friendship with the Lord. Now how does that work? Very simple. Would you turn into the Bible now and look at the words of Jesus. St. John's Gospel, chapter number 14. Hello, hello. Are you there today? Is the word coming to your spirit? I am receiving lots of rhema coming to me. Telling you. Hopes. John 14. I'm reading from verse 23. The words of the Master. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, hear it. If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. Whoosh! And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. I tell you that's one of the biggest verses in all the Bible.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, J. Allen Area, beside Assemblies of God Church Sokoto, Sokoto State. Worship with us on Sunday by 7:30 a.m., Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. For more inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call 070-362-43953 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.